I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Bill Simmons, on his own show, talked about the Cavs and the outlook for the next 5 years, and this is pretty positive. Here we go.
Have you changed your who's in the best situation for the next 5 years in the East answer now that we've gotten further along in the finals?
I had Indiana
and I said
two,
Indiana
Cleveland
was one.
Won.
You had Cleveland one. Ryan had Cleveland one. I think Waz had Cleveland one.
Look, if they win the championship, it's just you just win. Like you win all the polls. So yes, if they win, I guess I would have to.
It's
they're
funny
up 2-1 in the finals. They're a championship caliber
team. I thought Ryan made a good case. I think you and Waz both made the Cleveland case. I think is the right answer because
it's the only other candidate.
You have the most options with Mobley, Garland, and Mitchell. Even if it's not working out with those as your best three and Allen, they still have a lot of different things they could do. That would be why. But if Indiana wins the title.
Yeah, if you win the title, you just win all the polls for a little while. That's all.
Zach Lowe, the other voice there. Wait, what's interesting to me about that is that he speaks to something that I've been thinking about for a couple of days now. And the idea that with the Cavs' biggest strength right now, again, if you don't win a title, none of it matters. But the biggest strength they have right now is if they trade Garland, if they keep Garland, if you eventually trade Donovan, if you keep Donovan for the next couple years, doesn't matter what it is, as long as you have Evan Mobley, you at least have a semblance of a future.
They have control of their core right now. There's no one within the primary foundation of this team who is up for a contract, right? Everybody's been paid.
Yeah,
on this roster.
But they are getting expensive, and the second apron is kicking in.
I get that.
In the next couple of years, we're just not going to have the longevity attached to what I think a lot of people would think your statement suggests, right? Like when they hear where we got these guys locked up, I think a lot of people think, great, we don't have to do anything for the next 5 years. But the way the NBA is constructed right now, you're not going to be able to have all these guys at the amount of money that they're making for the next 5 years.
The question that I can't wait to hear get asked nationally, seeing how tonight goes, okay? If the Pacers go up 3-1, I expect this to come up. If Oklahoma City is able to tie the series at 2 and make it a 3-game finals, it won't. But, like, let's say the Pacers win the NBA championship.
Okay.
Are they a dynasty?
No.
Are they a dynasty in the making?
No. But I don't know that the Thunder are either. Now, what the Thunder have going for them
I think the Thunder are.
So one of the few things, and Chris pointed this out the other day, and I agree with him on this, because my take on it has been, in the past 6 years, we haven't, every single year, with the exception of one, there was the Warriors team in there that just was what it was. Every other team, whether it was the Giannis Bucks, whether it was the Jokic Nuggets, whether it was the Lakers in the bubble year, every team that has won, with the exception of that Warriors, Warriors team we've looked at and said this is the beginning of a dynasty. Like, we keep doing this year in, year out, and not a team in the previous 6 years of NBA Finals champions has made it past the second round in the following year.
Yeah.
Like, these teams end up just flaming out for whatever reason, whether it's the amount of money involved in winning a title, whether it's just how hard the NBA's gotten. The talent is so spread out, it's just not the same that it was. Now, what the Thunder do have going for them, though, is that they do have a lot of young players. Although SGA is set up to make $1 million a game in the upcoming seasons, he's going to be paid a boatload of money.
Right.
They got a lot of guys on very friendly rookie deals. A lot of young players on very friendly deals. Williams, Holmgren, those type of guys.
It's not just that. They have a treasure trove of draft assets available.
Do I think a 68-win Thunder team that is basically up until this point, they went seven games against Denver, so we have to give that series some credit, but they mainly went through this postseason up until this point, not really stressing. Not really struggling. Do I think that they're going to be some sort of dynasty team? I don't right now. I truthfully don't.
They may not be a dynasty, but I think they're going to be a thorn in the side of everyone in the Western Conference for the next five years.
But you said dynasty. Did you think that I thought that they were building some sort of dynasty? The answer there is no. And the answer for the Pacers is a no as well. Although I think they got better players than maybe a lot of people recognized. Benedict Mathurin is an absolute beast, and I think that's not going anywhere, by the way. I think he's very, very good. So
DeAndre Hunter should have hit him harder.
Well, it might have been more beneficial if he had. And if Jared Allen wasn't sitting over there, being a space cadet while the whole thing was going on, maybe that's happening over there.
I'll just be over here.
A fly. Is that a t-shirt cannon over there? I don't know. Maybe I should play some basketball.
Let me wave to the Pacer fans in the upper deck.
Is that Caitlin Clark? I don't know. Maybe I need to investigate. Okay, fine. but the point is that so if I don't think any of these teams are necessarily just some big juggernaut moving forward. I do think there's a lot of talent and a lot of talent spread out across the NBA right now. And so, yeah, could you say the Cavs are set up as well as anybody on the eastern side of the bracket for the next 5 years? Tell me the team that's set up better. You'd make the argument probably the Pacers, because right now they are the story of the week and they're going to be. That's okay. They're set up in a good way. No one's arguing that.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
But the Knicks, are they set up great? We don't even know who their head coach is right now. I mean, are the Bucks set up great? Looks like Giannis is leaving.
They're pretty much going. The Knicks right now are going through the NBA Rolodex and calling every owner in the association, asking if they can talk to their head coach.
Yeah, I mean, Boston's shopping Jaylen Brown as we speak right now. He's in the cart, and that's one of their two best players. It feels so up in the air. Now, the hard part about this, I'm being honest, is that as much as I would love to say the Cavs look like a sense of stability across the NBA, and they look like if they continue to bring these three back, everything will be all right.
There are two things you don't want to do in the NBA if you're a head coach to keep your job. win Coach of the Year and win an NBA championship.
Win an NBA championship. You're just out of your job after a couple seasons. It's just how it works these days. But the problem I have is that the NBA is just so much of it is changing constantly that it's too hard to predict out. I'm almost impressed that Bill Simmons and Zach Lowe went through the exercise of figuring out 5 years advance, because 5 years from now feels like when you talk about your wife. You ever had these moments where I think about life sometimes in five-year gaps, like where I want to be 5 years from now?
That's the worst question I hate getting is, where do you see yourself in 5 years? And I have no idea. I just want to get to tomorrow.
Exactly. And I stopped around 23 or 24. I just put together in my head, as life had thrown me so many different curveballs. I'd moved to Montana for my first full-time radio job, and then I moved to Wichita. My dad had recently passed away and all this other stuff. I was like, oh, you can't predict this stuff. Like, you did 5 years, might as well be 50. Like, it's so much time. So I just stopped predicting these type of things. And then, but if you go back 5 years from 5 years ago, where were you in life? You know, 10 years ago, where were you in life? Same thing with the NBA. The NBA, it works on the same exact line. You can't predict out anything 5 years from now in the NBA. It's impossible. 100%. I can't even guarantee you, as much as I'd love to, that Evan Mobley's on the Cavs 5 years from now. You just can't predict these things.
Yeah. I'll give him credit for going down this road. Look, I don't disagree. I feel like the Cavaliers are set up to be the most competitive over the next 5 years. And maybe this is why the sting of what happened this year, maybe it shouldn't be as strong as it is. But also at the same time, I'm kind of like, man, this is wide open for them. If they can't cash this in, whether it's next season or the following season, I'm giving them kind of like two more years. Maybe it's three, that window. I don't think it's a five-year window just because of Donovan.
Because of Donovan.
But I think it's a three-year window right now. And if they can't cash it in, I don't know if they're ever going to be able to do it again. Just because of the talent that's been assembled by Kobe Altman is so good. Like, this is a really, really good team. And the bar for me, I don't want to say I've set it a championship or bust. Because then I become a hypocrite, because I always talk about I don't like going down the championship or bust pathway, because I think it's just grossly unfair, considering I have firsthand knowledge of watching teams in Cleveland compete in the playoffs.
Sure.
And I see what it takes and how hard it is on players and coaches to advance. But like, I don't know if from a Cavalier fan standpoint, I know you're bitterly disappointed with how this season ended, but like, I just caution you to like take a step back, take a deep breath, and it's not bad. Like, you were the number one seed this year. You won more games in the conference than second most games in the entire NBA behind Oklahoma City. You've got a bunch of great guys. You've got really good players. Donovan Mitchell chose to stay here when he could have left. He signed an extension. Evan Mobley has the potential to become one of the greats in the game. Okay. Darius, there's questions there. No, I'll grant you that. And Jarrett, I as much as I love Jarrett, I've laid out my issues with him, especially when it comes to physicality in the postseason, mental toughness in the postseason. But like, they're in a really, really good spot. Like, for a market like Cleveland to build a team like this, it's hard to do.
It really
is.
Well, but the other part of that is it's also hard for the other teams to build them up. But think about how much of a surprise certain teams end up being. Like San Antonio, for instance. There might be a Wemby of the East 2 years from now that we don't even know exists.
Right.
And then they all of a sudden in a year and a half have that whole entire thing changed, and we're talking about that team instead of some of the other teams we're talking about.
But the whole thing is like, that's what ramps up this sense of urgency over these next to 2-3 years,
Jonathan. You have to always be living with the sense of urgency.
Because it's like, if this group can't get it done, and I hate thinking in these terms because I realize anything is possible at any given time. I get that, but like, in my mind, I'm looking at this team like, if this group of guys can't get it done, I don't know. Will the Cavaliers ever get it done in the future? Because I just think so highly of...
Well, how willing are they to shake things up? A name like Kevin Durant has been floated around from Clutch Points NBA insider Brett Siegel. We talked about it yesterday with Fedor, but I want to hear from the horse's mouth himself. I want to hear from Brett Siegel exactly what happened with the conversation with the Cavs and Kevin Durant, and whether there's any sense of it being a realistic possibility. He'll join Daryl and myself next on Afternoon Drive right here on The Fan.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.